0011.
By Supervisor Lipscomb. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Despite the executive's office's best efforts to talk me out of giving them anything, I will move approval of 1A011.
Any comments with respect to 1A011? Any comments, questions? Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just want to clarify, if we do allot this $100,000 for the county executive, do you plan on using it for the sheriff? If not, we don't need to put it in there. So that message is to, question is to the county executive office.
Chairman, I think it's extremely disappointing that the county board's not taking the county executive's security seriously. We've made a request, and it's being ignored.
So I don't know if that's a yes or no, but we're putting $100,000 in there for security. Do you plan on using it or not, is the question.
Dr. Colson.
Chairman, we plan to use the $100,000 in the manner the county executive. We'll get the security that he needs.
I think we all feel the same way. My colleagues are welcome there, but the money is allotted for the sheriff's department's protection, under the sheriff's department protection. Does not matter, as long as he's protected. And that is what the new, next amendment is indicating. So do you want it or not? Thank you, Mr. Chair.
It's my memory that the original request was $400,000. Was that, isn't that?
That's right.
What was requested without any specificity with respect to what that would be about? Supervisors Roman, Weston, Jersey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't want to go tit for tat here, but, okay, so you, the county executive submitted a budget that asked for $400,000 for security with absolutely no security plan attached. That did not outline what he thought he needed. It did not outline the hours that he thought he needed. It did not give any specificity at all. And this $400,000 was based on security used by the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. And with all due respect, the county executive is not the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. And as you will recall from my earlier testimony regarding this subject, the reason why former county executives had security was because there was not security in the courthouse. So they had a deputy that was assigned to sit, to walk them into the building in the morning, and to stay in their office, and to assure that their safety was intact, and then to walk them out of the building at the end of the night, because there was, you were not going through x-rays. We did not have sheriffs at all of the doors. There was not armed security in the building. There is now. And so, based on this assessment, the sheriff's department has said, this is the amount of money that we need. Again, we did not get any specificity, and without specificity, it's a little hard to dictate. I will say this, the sheriff's department did say they will not tuck the county executive in bed at night. So they're not going to be sitting outside of his house. They're not going to be doing any of that. But in order to, you know, to be with him at his public events, if that's what he feels is necessary, I don't think anybody here on this board is making light of the fact. The public is the people making light of the fact, because I will tell you that, again, all of the constituent calls that I received, all of the comments that I've gotten from people as I'm out in the public, no one has come up, as God is my witness, no one has come up to me and said, I believe that the county executive needs to have additional security, or security at all. Former county executive Scott Walker ran for governor and did not have a security detail in this building or as attached to his duties. If anybody was going to ask for security, I would have thought that it would have been now Governor Scott Walker, who was a county executive and ran twice I do believe, for governor while he was in office.
Okay, we got you.
And so I'm just saying, I don't understand how the feeling is that we've made light of it. What I need to express one more time for people listening is that we did not receive any specificity regarding what the county executive thought that he needed in regards to security. What we are offering is we are offering him security to be with him when he leaves this building to go to public events, armed security, trained security. And again, for the record, if any of us as elected officials felt like we were threatened or felt like we were in harm's way, we could contact the sheriff's office, and they would provide for us the deputy that would come with us to public meetings and so on. And we have, in fact, in the past done that. And so that option is always available to the county executive. The county executive believes that he needs security to go over and above that. That's beautiful. That's what this is providing. Thank you.
Supervisors.
There's only one difference between 09 and 11, and that's the amount. We've had a full discussion. Please call the question.
Any other comments? Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Jersey.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve Amendment 1A011 is approved.
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Cullen.
I just wanted to, I was happy to get that done at Supervisor Jersey.